One thing that I've noticed about you, Patrice, I mean, you're a harper, right? You play the harp, which I guess puts you in a rather selective subset of the nation. Tell me a little bit about the harp and the world of the harp, and there's also special secret societies. I suppose you have a secret handshake and everything. Tell me about that, because it's a little bit hidden.
Well, in California, actually, it's not that hidden, which is kind of fascinating, in that the whole renaissance of the Celtic harp actually happened here starting in the 60s. People started hearing some of this music that was coming out of Brittany and thinking, holy Moses, what's that instrument? Let's see if we can do that. And building small harps, wire-strung harps and gut-strung harps and nylon-strung harps, and experimenting with this sound. So in California, there are a lot of Celtic, neo-Celtic lever harps, which is what I play. This is distinct from the big symphonic concert harp, which is a pedal harp. In short, the difference is that a symphonic harp has a series of gears connected to pedals, which are attached to the floor at the back of the harp. Those pedals allow the player to swiftly change the intonation of the strings to make the harp a more or less chromatic instrument. And that allows them to play classical music, Baroque music, music with lots of accidentals, let's put it that way. The Celtic harps are smaller and lighter. They're not all Celtic, so maybe I should be more accurate. Lever harps are smaller and lighter. They have, rather than this heavy-duty gear system, one small lever affixed near each string. When the lever is engaged, it pinches off a vibrating length of string, which then makes the string sound one semitone sharper. So the instrument is not, strictly speaking, chromatic. It's diatonic. That means it's do, re, mi, da, 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 rather than all the little in-between notes as well. So the music played on these instruments is more often modal than not. So let's just say that modes are interesting scales, not all of which are part of contemporary pop music. Lever harps are most often strung with nylon gut or a synthetic gut material. There is a small subset of these harps which are very definitely Celtic. They're strung with bronze, silver, or gold wires, and they have little blades. If they have any sharpening at all, they're little blades that bend onto the strings. They're exquisitely lovely harps. Most of them are quite small lap harps. They have a very bell-like tone. The tone of my harp is perhaps closer to a classical guitar.